Feature. In Bondeni, a small noisy street in Nakuru, lies Nakuru Children's Remand Home that serves as a sanctuary for children from Nakuru, Narok, Nyandarua, and Baringo counties. This institution, managed by Ms. Lorna Sang, provides a nurturing environment for children aged 12 to 18 by ensuring their physical and psychological well-being. Lorna Sang, the dedicated manager of the home, emphasizes their approach. We don't want them to feel like they are criminals, but like any other child out there. So, we have to engage in counseling sessions, says the manager. This philosophy underpins the home's efforts to create a supportive and rehabilitative environment for the children. Currently, the remand home houses 32 boys. Although there are no girls at the present, the facility usually accommodates both genders. The children's daily routines are structured yet diverse, balancing discipline with activities that foster personal growth and community spirit. A typical day at Nakuru Children's Remand Home begins with daily devotions, setting a reflective and positive tone. These sessions offer a moment of peace and contemplation, fostering a sense of community among the children. Following devotions, the children engage in various activities, from playing games to attending life skills lessons. These activities are crucial for their holistic development, providing both physical exercise and mental stimulation. The children receive proper meals, ensuring their nutritional needs are met. Healthcare services are also a priority, addressing both physical and mental health issues promptly. Education is another cornerstone of life at the home. Many of the children are students, and the facility ensures they continue their studies, bridging any gaps caused by their circumstances. Counseling sessions are a vital part of the support system at the remand home. These sessions help the children process their experiences and emotions, guiding them towards a more positive future. Life skills lessons complement the counseling, equipping the children with practical knowledge and abilities that will aid them in their daily lives and future endeavors. Lorna Sang highlights the importance of these sessions. We want to ensure they are mentally stable. It's not just about their time here, but their life after they leave. This forward-thinking approach aims at rehabilitating and preparing the children for reintegration into society. Interactions with the children reveal a mixture of emotions and attitudes. Many of them are remorseful, recognizing their mistakes and showing a desire to change. Their expressions of regret and determination are promising, reflecting the positive impact of the home's environment and programs. However, the journey is not without its challenges. Some children arrive at the home with a difficult demeanor, displaying wild and unfriendly behavior towards staff and fellow inmates. These children often require additional support and patience as they adjust to the structured environment and begin to trust those around them. Managing the diverse needs of the children can be challenging, but the staff at Nakuru Children's Remand Home are dedicated to their mission. Some children are a challenge because they might be wild and unfriendly to the staff and also to their colleagues, Lorna acknowledges. Despite these difficulties, the staff work tirelessly to create a safe and nurturing environment for all the children. The success stories are a testament to their efforts. Many children leave the home with a renewed sense of purpose and a clearer understanding of their potential. The combination of education, life skills, counseling, and a supportive community helps them envision a brighter future. As Nakuru Children's Remand Home continues to serve the vulnerable youth of the four counties, its commitment to providing a nurturing and rehabilitative environment remains unwavering. The home is a beacon of hope, demonstrating that with the right support, children can overcome their past and build a promising future. Lorna Sang and her team are dedicated to ensuring that every child who passes through the doors receives the care and guidance they need. Their holistic approach, balancing physical needs with psychological support, sets a strong foundation for the children's future success. Despite some of them having committed dreadful crimes such as murder, while using violence to steal. In the words of Lorna, we want him to leave here not just rehabilitated but empowered. We want him to know that they are valued, and that their past does not define their future. This vision drives the daily efforts of Nakuru Children's Remand Home, making a lasting difference in the lives of the children they serve. However, she said due to the stringent protective constitutional acts, journalists or any other outsiders aren't allowed to interview the children, and their parents plus guardians are allowed to visit them as often as possible. Also, she appealed to parents to nurture their children with positive morals and have time for them, especially when they are young, since it is much easier to influence and mold them and prepare them to be responsible citizens. Apart from that, she noted with concern that a number of the children are introduced to crime by close relatives, neighbors, and the people they trust. Unfortunately, in most cases the children are made to believe that they cannot be arrested simply because they are too young.